Yeah, it was good. There was there were two guys on when I got in the car at 6:25 or so, and the one guy went back and forth a few times and then backed out. I can't remember his call. And then there was another guy, Chad, a new guy, and so he was just soaking it in. He was trying to figure out how the rotation worked and all that jazz. So it was cool to have some fresh blood out here in the morning. So, John, I'm glad you're feeling a little bit better. And, yeah, your little project there looks like it'll be pretty cool. It was funny when I saw that. I was like, oh, I have one of those. I wonder if I should do that. And, which I'm sure everyone in that Discord said the exact same thing to themselves. Over to you, Donald.
Hey, 4GYQ, good morning.
I got it, Joe. You beat me to it. I was just going to announce that you were one of the gentlemen that were in earlier, but you beat us all to it. And good morning and welcome back in, because I think you checked out when I signed back in. Yeah, Sean, I saw your little project. I never had one of those. I was deprived as a child of having a one of those kind of devices on my belt, so to speak, or in my pocket. The only thing I have now is a small Swiss Army knife that I keep in my drawer to open up my mail, and that's about it. But I do have a nice set of Forstner wooden-handled cutlery that I used for my years as a meat cutter with Farmer Jack's. I still have all my stuff, and it's well-maintained and well-taken care of. A couple blades are too long to fit in the bottom drawer of my oven stove thing there, but I've got at least, I think, a 12 or a 14-inch blade. Tongued all the way through the handle and everything else. So, yeah, that's about the closest thing I have to any kind of massive destructive tools in my arsenal. I don't know if Joe, do you want to jump in before Sean, or give you a chance there real quick?